As we start the new year, there's a lot to look at when we talk about our expectations for 2019, and that includes the state of our economy and what may lie ahead. Hawaii State Economist thinks we can expect slower growth this year, and HPR's News Director Bill Dorman is here with some thoughts about what to watch for with various indicators along the way. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Aloha, Catherine. You know, quite a lot to look at with different perspectives in the economy, and when you hear about economic expectations, a lot of times you get those headline numbers about growth rates, the overall economy, gross domestic product. And that's an important part of the picture for sure. But there's a lot more. The GDP figures are sort of a view from 10,000 feet, but then there's also the view from the ground. You can learn a lot from some of those threads that actually go into the statistics that make up the economy and also are publicly available information, which is important for listeners to keep an eye on. But let's start with that big picture. National economy expected to slow this year. So is Hawaii's. We're still looking at growth, not recession, but slower growth. And that's against the background of what's been a pretty healthy economic picture, both here in the United States broadly, since coming out of that recession in 2008-2009. Modest growth, but still steady. And as for Hawaii, State Economist Eugene Chien briefed lawmakers yesterday about those macro expectations for this year. And our producer, Ryan Finnerty, went to that session. Chien says we can expect growth of just over 1% this year. That's slower than the national economy. It's in line with other estimates we've heard from the end of last year, expectations that have been scaled back when it comes to Hawaii's economy, even from several months ago. But Chien also gave an important reminder that Hawaii doesn't move in lockstep with the national economy. And in the past, sometimes that has been a crucial difference.
In 10 years, between 1991 and 2001, we actually had a decrease in GDP by about 0.1% between those 10 years, while the U.S. economy was booming at 3.6%. Those 10 years for the U.S. is the growth, the booming of the IT industry. But Hawaii was a tourism-dominated industry, and during those 10 years, our tourism industry has some changes because the decrease from Japanese visitors used to be 33%, one-third of the total visitors, and it decreased to about from 2.2 million to 1.5 million. And now the Japanese visitors accounted only about 16% of the total visitors.
You know, people forget that sometimes. Japanese used to be a third of all of the visitor arrivals. And also, Hawaii lost out on the high-tech boom of the 90s. But those visitor arrivals, that's such a key factor. We always track that and the numbers on arrivals. And by those numbers, 2018 is going to track to be another record year. The headline spending number will be, but as our friend Paul Brubaker always points out, in relative terms, those are not really records because they don't account for inflation. The true peak of value was back around the peak of Japanese tourism, which is 1989, but the arrival numbers are records. There are other indicators, though, not to just obsess on the visitor arrivals numbers. Not all of them make headlines. Car sales, for one thing, in any economy, looking at what happens with that. In Hawaii, new vehicle registrations likely to close 2018 with their worst showing in 3 years, down about 5.5% through the first three quarters. Bankruptcy filings are at a three-year high. Timeshare visitors flat or down through the first three quarters. A lot of the baseline figures about Hawaii's economy remain positive. Unemployment has risen a bit, but it's still low. Visitor numbers, again, still pretty strong, and that is one of the most significant contributors to the economy overall.
Now, what about from the business sector? What are the companies saying?
So it's interesting. Companies, and again, this is good for folks to keep an eye on. It's part of those larger forecasts, but more of a micro view of conditions on the ground. Every publicly held company needs to alert investors about conditions that can have an impact on its earnings. That can extend to a broader view about a particular industry and sometimes about the economy itself, expectations and assumptions that companies use as part of their planning. So, for example, if you look in Matson's latest earnings reports, its profits were up 22%. And you might look at that and say, wow, business was great. But they said in their report, no, no, it's not because of revenue increase due to business conditions. It's because of the tax cuts, the federal tax cuts.
Thank you, President Trump.
Exactly. And one of the issues with that, it's like a sugar buzz. It's going to wear off. It's a boom one-time hit, but it's not something that is a returning investment in that sense. Matson, though, in its same earnings report, did say its view of the Hawaii economy remains strong, low unemployment, what it calls healthy tourism activity. But then you have, on the other hand, and, you know, Harry Truman said he wanted a one-handed economist, so he couldn't say on the other hand, because economists always say on the other hand. But on the other hand, Hawaiian Airlines just cut its earnings outlook last month on slowing growth for visitor growth from North America to Hawaii. And you see that cautionary, that uncertainty creeping into more earnings reports as there's uncertainty, everything from trade policy to government shutdown.
Now, were there any other insights that Eugene shared with us?
Little bit about overview of components of Hawaii's GDP, growth industries, real estate, tourism, healthcare. Real estate includes value of homes, a big number, but it doesn't generate a lot of employment. Biggest contributors to employment in the state, tourism number one, healthcare number two, construction number three. Two of those are expected to slow, tourism and construction. Healthcare, interestingly, will grow even during a recessionary period.
Now, because we sort of ended the year last year with a big gulp because we saw what the stock market did, a big hiccup.
Yes, yeah. So, and you have this remarkable period of volatility. You know, right now, just Lakshmi Singh telling us, oh, the Dow's up 746 today, up more than 3%. And after big decline yesterday, you have a lot of this uncertainty. The jobs numbers out today, 312,000 jobs created in December, upward revisions of past payrolls for the previous 2 months. Those are strong figures. That's strong news. A lot of this in terms of how it's going to impact, say, visitor arrivals in Hawaii, is it plays into the fragility of consumer confidence. And that's part of the secret sauce of any economy, of how are people feeling about that? Are they feeling wealthy, good enough about their prospects and their current situation and their immediate future to be able to splash out some money to travel to Hawaii? Also, what is the market for Hawaii? Is that increasingly higher end folks who are maybe less impacted by fluctuations on something like that? You know, one interesting thing in terms of Japan, for instance, Japan has been in recessionary periods in the recent past where travel to Hawaii has not dropped off as significantly as some had thought. So there are a lot of factors that go into economic outlooks. So I would say for listeners, yes, check the headlines, but also look for some of these other threads that go into the composition of the economy. It's really pretty fascinating.
Right, and it is all connected, right? We've got tariffs and construction down. We need
sure
all the construction materials, you know, so Matson gets all those container loads of supplies in. So, yeah.
The interconnections and the interlocking parts of the economy. Yeah.
All right, Bill, thank you.
You bet.
Bill Dorman is our news director. He joined us this morning with a look ahead at Hawaii's economic health going forward into 2019.